Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for the Yama Yosef B'Tzion and for Tignavshir of Yeshua Daniel Ben Frida Simcha, B'chol Anilvim Eilav, Nishmas Maris Esther Bas Rib Shmuel. It's based in the Torah of Marein Rabbeinu, Rosh Yeshiva Shlita, Lashon HaRambam B'Hilchos Tefillin, Perek Dalet, Halacha Chof Hei, Kedushas Tefillin, Kedusha Gedolahi. The Kedusha of Tefillin is a great Kedusha. She calls man she Tefillin al Rosh, Shel Adam Baal Zro, Anav Yari Shamayim. As long as a person's wearing Tefillin on his head and on his arm, he's humble, he fears heaven. This is a Pilei Plaim Dikaloshen of the Rambam. Not that you should be, or you have to be, or that you'll probably be, but just you are. Hu Anav V'Yari Shamayim. When you're wearing tefillin, you are humble and you fear heaven. This is a davar nifla, and it would appear that here we have an inyan that is very great in our avodas Hashem and in siyata d'shmaya. We have an example of this in halacha. Sometimes somebody has to write a shtar lishman, he doesn't have das, like a cotton. So you have a concept of gadol omer al gabav umelamdo. You have a gadol who's standing there and he's teaching him, and that is effective, that it should be considered Lishma, like we see in Gittin Chav Gimel. And it's not only Nogea to the halacha of Ksiva, but rather also in the Madrega of a person. When he goes higher, there's a Musig of Gadol Omer Al Gabov, that he has help from somebody who's on a higher Madrega than he is as he's growing. And that is a picture, a scenario of Das Gadol Mimenu Shemashpia Alav Ozro, Lasos Masha Alav Lasos. That you have a greater Das that's Mashpia on you to do what you're supposed to do. And by Tefillin, it says, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Hashem Hashem Nikra Lecha. And the name of God is written on, is written on you, called on you. So you have this koach on you of Shamayim. You have koach of Shem Shamayim, and that's mashpi on you. That's the tziur. That's the scenario. That's the picture of something greater being mashpi on you. The tefillin is mashpi on the person. And that's lashon of the Rambam. He's an anav and he's a yari, as if it's a gadol omid al gabov, as if there's a gadol standing there and teaching him. And so do we have in the madrega of the Kedushas Kahuna, Yevamos 1:14, lahazir gedolim al ketanim, that the gedolim are supposed to warn the ketanim. In Chassidus, they say, Lahazir Miloshin Zohar, shine, Arain shining. The Gedolim are supposed to shine for the Ketanim. But the Pshat and the Gemara is they're supposed to warn the Ketanim, be careful not to become Tame. Another dogma we see in Meseches Abbas, Kol Osek B'Tara Lishma, Zecher L'Dvarim Harbe, Umelbashto, Anovo V'Yir. If anyone's Osek B'Tara Lishma, they're Zohar to many things, and among others, they are enclosed by Anova and Yira. So the Torah gives a person a levush, an enclothing of anova and yira, the same lashon that the Rambam writes by tefillin, that he's an anov and he's a yore. So it says that the Torah is malvish this person, the Torah encloses this person in anova and in yira, right? We say by the tefillin, the man tia Torah says Hashem beficha, ki b'chol zikero tzi Hashem etzayim. So the point of the tefillin is that the Torah of Hashem should be in our mouth. So when you learn Torah, you're an anav in yira yare, mobashto anav of yira. When you rank tefillin, then maybe we see here it's only Torah lishma. So maybe the Rambam is talking about somebody who's ranked tefillin lishma. Chaliot. So it could be that this tefillin is referring to tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. The yad is connected to lev. That's where a person's a Yare Shamayim. That's the lave. Person has this feeling of awe of heaven. That's the Tefillin Shel Yad. The Tefillin Shel Rosh is Midas Ha'anava. That the name of God is on top of the Rosh. The name of Hashem is Nikra Alecha. So that's the Tefillin Shel Rosh. And that's what makes one an Anav. That God is standing over you, God is standing above you. It's a Gadol Omer Al Gabav. And when the Goyim see that, Kishem Hashem Nikra Lecha V'yaru Mimecha, and then therefore they fear us, because they see God is on top of us, and we have this Yiran Anava. We see that the Milchemes Amalek was broken up into two parts. Yehoshua was told, Sei Hilachem Ba'amalek, go out and wage war against Amalek. Anochi Nitzav Rosh HaGiva, I am standing on the head of the mountain. I'm going to daven for you. V'haya kasher yori Moshe yado, when Moshe Rabbeinu raised his hands, and they look at Moshe Rabbeinu's hands, and they're meshabed libam lavim shabashamayim, then they are victorious in the war. So they were makabel, their das b'melchama, they were received the proper understanding, the proper approach, the proper attitude when waging war against Amalek, when they look at Moshe at the head of the Giva. This way they could be mushba, they could be impacted, influenced by the Amida of Moshe. And this Milchama was completed on two ends. On one hand, Moshe was davening Barosh HaGiva, and they are waging war and looking at Moshe, and they're makabel, the day of the Yira, the Shibud, Lahaviyam, Shabashamayim. It says in the Gemara and Megillah, and of Zion, that Esther asked the rabbis, Kisvuni Ladaris, I want you to write me for the generations. Let Purim be a generational holiday. Sort of not like Columbus Day or Veterans Day or Labor Day. So interesting, it's called Labor Day, and yet people don't go to work. And the taina of the Chachamim was Halo Kasafti Lach Shileshim. And you're not allowed to write Reveim. In other words, it's only three times, not four. It already says three Pa'amim Amalek. So how can we write you down? How can we put you in the Tanakh? How can we make a book out of you? Write another Esther made two Bakashas there in the Gemara. Kivuni Ladaros, as a Yomtif, Rashi said. And also Kisvuni Ladaros. She also wanted to be written for the generations. And the rabbi said to her, how can we write you down? Because it's Aloka Safti Lach Shalishim. Shileshim Velo Ribeim. It says in the Pasuk in Proverbs 22:20, Aloka Safti Lach Shalishim Vimo Etzos Vodas. So it's only written three times and not four. What are the three times? The three times are, Rashi says, in Melchemes Amalek, that's in Shmos, Parshas Beshalach, in Mishneh Torah, Dvarim 25, that's a read Parshas Zohar, and in the book of Samuel, 1:15, that's the third time. So it's only three, not four, so we can't write you down for the generations. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought light into their eyes, and they found the Pasuk. They found the supportive verse. You don't make things up just to be nice. You need to find the root, needs to be anchored in the Torah. Torah. Zikaron. They found the drasha to say that you can write this Megillah. What's the chiddush that they found? So when it says Ksov Zos, Shmos and Mishneh Torah both Chamishichum Sheitaros, so that's one. What's written in Shmos and what's written in Sefer Dvarim. And then Vayta, what's written in the book of Shmuel, Samuel 1:15. And number three, what's written in the Ksuvim. And that's Esther. Originally, I thought Shmos and Mishneh Torah are two. They're split up into two. And therefore, when it says to write it three times, one is Shmos, the other is Mishneh Torah, and the third is Sefer Shmuel. But now we have this Pasuk that says to write it, that it means four times, that Shmos and Sefer Devarim are one. So that was the Einfall of the Chachamim. So what's behind this? That in Sefer Shmos, in Parshas Beshalach, we say, Mochoi Emche. And in Mishneh Torah, in Chisavo, we say, Timche. That Mochoi Emche and Timche are one. Originally, I thought they were two. God is Moche and we're Moche. But they found this light of Chachma in the Torah, a special Siyua, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brightened their eyes. It was Megala Das, that this is really one. The Mocho Emcha and the Timcha is one. Why? Because how does it work? That's that the line of thought that we've been developing here, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps from above, and we work down below. It's a God Alomid Al Gabav. So from above, it's Mocho Emcha. And from below, it's Timcha, we're doing it. So that's when there's Zochet, the Godless Hadas. And they see now, oh, you can put Megillah, that leaves room for the Megillah. And therefore, those are one. So it really is three. Ksav Zof Zikaron Basefer. Ksav Zof is here in Mishneh Torah. Zikaron is in Avim. Basefer is in Megillah. In other words, they're putting together the two psukim, one in Bechalach and one in Kisavo, because that's Gadol Omed Al Gabav. That's us working down here and Hashem guiding us from above. And Mail, that opens up a drasha for Megillah. It's also like that when we learn Torah. It says, Besaris Hashem Cheftzo. Originally it's Torah Hashem, and then it's V'sayrasa Yaga Yom Malayla, and it's your Torah. Torah So. First, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Omid Al-Gabav, helping you understand, and then Vayter becomes part of you. And that's... Our Avoda... B'yotcha afkid ruchi. Before we go to sleep, we give over our spirit to God. And then there's nadidash nas ha-melech, that the king, the Malkos shel Olam, isn't sleeping. Abachinav hina lo yonim v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael. When a person goes to sleep, so his das becomes stronger. Because it's just like Torah. Originally it's Torah Hashem, then it becomes your Torah, because you have the Siyua Milamala. When it was God's Torah and you were learning, He was helping you, and then you made a kinyan on it, you were elevated. So too, you go to sleep, you give God your spirit, and He remains awake, and you become stronger. And that's what happened at Purim. Hadar kiblu abimei Achashverosh. They received the Torah again in the time of Achashverosh, talking about the Torah Shebaal Peh. Originally, like Tosfos says, they were forced. They agreed on the Na'aseh v'Nishma, but they were forced on the Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebichsav, they were agreeable in Torah Shebaal Peh. And then Hadar Kiblu Abimei Achashverosh, then they willingly received the Torah Shebaal Peh. So, this koach of Torah Shebaal Peh, now we're going into Bayis Sheni. That's the Ikar Limu, now Torah Shebaal Peh is being developed. That was now given to us. We are now elevated because of the Gadol Omed Al Gabav, because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help. And that's the Avod of Purim, Mesiris Hadas, we give over Hadas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Adelo Yoda. We understand who's above us, who's teaching us. And then we're Zelcha to a Kenyan Torah. And that's the Gadol Omer Al Gabov of Purim. The Hadvar Meirim, please stay tuned for much more. Shalom, shalom.